Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Lamed. Baba Basra 130a, pagination is 259, starting from the Mishnah at the top of the page. We've mentioned that there is a general protocol of inheritance of Torah law based on the Psukim in Parshas Pinchas, the son of the person, if there are no sons, the daughter, etc. We also mentioned that it is possible for a person to give as a matana, as a gift, the property before he dies, particularly as a shchiv meirah, a person on his deathbed, is able to transfer his property to whoever he wants as a gift. If he were to use the word Yerusha, however, as an inheritance on a person who is not fitting to be an inheritor, then it wouldn't work. And our Mishnah introduces this case. Ha'omer ish peloni yirosheni b'makom sheyesh bas. A person who says that a foreign person, a person unrelated to the family unit, should inherit, and he has a daughter. Or, Biti tirosheni b'makom sheyesh ben. My daughter should inherit me, but he has a son. Lo omar klum, it's meaningless. Shehisna mashakasa b'Torah, because he's trying to change what's written in the Torah, and if he goes head on against what the Torah says, it's not going to work. There certainly are loopholes, but you have to use the loophole. You can't just go ahead and say, I want Yerusha to work in a different way. Indeed, a person can transfer the money by way of a matana, a gift. Interestingly, such a thing is done with caution, because Chazal saw the inheritance process as the proper way for things to happen. That's the way Hashem decided. And unless you have a specific reason, a justification to sidestep it, they used this concept of matana with caution. But it exists, and it's done with particular reasons. But again, if he would do it as a Yerusha, it wouldn't work. If it was done as a matana, it will work. The Mishnah continues with a special consideration. This is the ruling of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, which we paskin like. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said, Im omar al mi sheraui liyorsho, devorav kayomin. If a person said about somebody who is an inheritor, according to the current dynamics, he is an inheritor, and he wants to grant him more than his share, that works. V'almi she'ein ra'i lo liyorsho, but if he tries to do this on somebody who's not an inheritor, ein devarav kayamim, it would not work. Let's give a practical case. Ben bein habonim, one son among the other sons, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, even though, let's say, there are three sons here, let's keep things really simple, and each one was going to get one portion, so the person, as he's dying, says that he wants the middle son to get more than the other two sons, such a case would be an example of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka saying, Devarav Kayamim, it works, because he's giving more to one of the brothers. We're phrasing this carefully, because, number one, if he would pick a foreign person, then it wouldn't work. If he would say, my Uncle Jack, I want him to get a portion, that doesn't work. It's only Bein Bein Habanim, one of the children who are legitimate inheritors anyway, but he wants one of them to get more, that works. And also, it has to be that he's wording it that one of them should get more. If he doesn't like one of the brothers, let's say, and he decides to say, okay, one of them should not inherit, that doesn't work. There are two ways that the reason it doesn't work is phrased. One way is because that's a masna mashakasa b'Torah, that's going head on against the Torah. The Torah says he does inherit. How can you say he doesn't? But there's another reason, and this really explains Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. The reasoning for Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is because the pasuk in Parshas Ki Tsetse that talks about a person who wanted to give one of his children more than another child says, "V'haya and it will be b'yom hanchilo es banov," on the day that he will cause inheritance to his children. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds that his death is not what we're talking about, because his death causes inheritance because the Torah gives the inheritance. That's not him giving the inheritance. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds that among the inheritors, the person has the ability to be manchil, to grant inheritance in a greater percentage than would otherwise occur. So if it's a bunch of sons, he can prioritize one of them. If there are no sons and they're going to be daughters, he could prioritize one of them. If it's going to go to his brothers, he can prioritize one of them. The concept of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is you could be manchil, but if a person is trying to hold back Yerusha from somebody, that's not manchil. Even though one can argue mathematically it all amounts to the same thing, but that's not the mechanics that he chose to use, and that's not what the Torah gave him permission to do. He was given permission, manchilo es banov, to grant one of them a greater portion. Note that this ability to give one child more than the other children does not apply to the bechor portion, because the pasuk specifically says, "V'haya b'manchilo es banav," and it will be on the day that he's manchil his children. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says you could prioritize one of them. Lo yuchal levaker, but you're not allowed to alter the bechor. You cannot declare one of the other brothers the bechor instead of the real firstborn. And this is brought indeed in Shulchan Aruch Simen Resh Pei Aleph. In Sif Aleph, in the middle, the Mechaber writes, "Aval mahayu lo yorshim rabim," if a person had many inheritors, "kigon bonim rabim, o achim, o bonos," he has sons, brothers, daughters, whatever the situation is, but they're all on the same level and they're all going to inherit. They're slated by Torah law to inherit. And he said it on his deathbed, because that's the biyom hanchilo es banov. That's on the day of giving inheritance. You want to give a gift, that's any day of his life. But the day of the inheritance is that he's already a shchiv meira, that he's deathly ill. Peloni achi yira sheni mechlal achai. He wants a certain brother to inherit from among the other brothers. Obiti pelonis yira sheni. That kind of case, or riba le'echad, or miyet le'echad, or he's just giving more, which results in less to a different one, devarav kayomim, that is going to work. However, in Sif Dalid, b'med devarav amurim bipshutim, that all works when you're dealing with the chelek pashut, with the ordinary inheritance. Avo b'bechor, but if you're dealing with a firstborn, im omar yirash b'pashut, if he tries to alter it, that's not going to work. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.